yeah. Ooh, I'll tell you what. You are listening to the Bob Culture Podcast. I'll tell you what. This is the Macho Man Randy Savage. And you are listening to my man Rob. Don't you go away. Tear into the spice.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back here on the BCP. This is Bucket List for right now for us. The AAA Reina de Reinas champion, a former multiple-time Impact Knockout champion, a multiple-time hashtag wrestling fashion winner. Number three, should have been number one, on the hashtag PWI number 150. Three. Jersey's own.
The virtuosa.
Spell it right, Deonna Purrazzo, ladies and gentlemen. Deonna, thank you so much.
Okay, my eyelash looks weird. I'm very happy to be here. That was an incredible introduction. Thank you so much.
We've been waiting a long time.
Yes, a very long time.
Shameless promo. Just had a match with Steve Macklin taking on Joey Ace Genocide, yeah. Former guest of the show. A little bit of funny business at the end there with that.
A lot of bit.
Your thoughts on that match coming out of that tonight?
You know what? No, I just think the ref was biased. I think that he let them work as a team for way longer than 5 seconds, for way too much of the match. And obviously you saw the funny business at the end. That's how they got the victory. So, you know what? Whatever.
Okay. Well, on to the next thing. Probably can't talk too much about this, but I did see there's going to be an interview with you on Impact coming up. What is next for Deonna Purrazzo? Can you give us anything?
You know what? I have just taken my time since Bound for Glory. I've just taken a step back, wanted to figure out who the Virtuosa is without the Knockouts Championship, and I've realized that I'm not nothing without the Knockouts Championship. The championship is nothing without the Virtuosa.
Oh, I was about to say, the person makes the championship.
Exactly.
The championship
makes the person. And I have made the championship one of the most coveted championships across all of pro wrestling. So I'm just reevaluating. I'm just kind of taking
That's
my time
fair.
Before I make my next steps. And we'll see.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a great answer. I got to ask you this one. Not to be cliche, but forbidden doors are open. In fact, I think you're taking on Thunder Rosa and Mercedes Martinez at WrestleCade.
Yes.
That's amazing.
That
Your thoughts on that?
Sounds amazing.
And, wow. any thoughts on Forbidden Doors being open? You know, you say, you know, you do make the gold everywhere you go. And any titles that you're targeting or anyone you want to work
All
with?
All of them. Or just,
All of them, right?
Yes.
At this
All
point.
All of them, yes. Yeah. You know, I've not been shy about wanting to wrestle Britt Baker.
Everyone wants that.
Everyone wants that. Britt Baker is one of my best friends. As we're sitting here, she'll probably pop up texting me after the pay-per-view.
Humble brag. Shout out there. Spoilers.
That's
we didn't watch
my best friend. No, she's incredible. I'm so happy and proud of where she is. But, yeah, she's got some gold. And I wanted to be the belt collector, so it's time to collect more gold.
Ooh. Yeah, move over, Kenny Omega.
Kenny,
let's go.
Goodbye.
Oh, that's good.
I'm taking the title. No.
Yes.
Figuratively and literally. no, I, so yeah, there's always Brit, but you know what? We got to do some really cool stuff with NWA and Empower. I would love to go back to NWA if the opportunity from Impact was there. And then there's, you know, everyone forgets about our Knockouts Tag Team Championships. I maybe want to be a tag
team. Which are kind of inspirational right now.
They are. Yeah. They are. And I love the inspiration. I love that they're inspiring the girls to step their game up in my Knockouts division. But I think that I would like to find myself a tag partner.
I was about to say.
That's worthy of being tag partners with the Virtuosa. Maybe Chelsea Green. My real life best friend. Bring back VXT maybe. And win some tag gold. I don't know. I don't know that I need to step through the forbidden door any more than I have.
I mean, you're all over the place. Again, you're taking on Thunder Rosa. We saw you take on Mercedes at WrestlePro.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much going on. I did want to ask you this one. You know, we love to support the indie wrestling scene. We love
yes,
to support
very
the up-and-comers. And a good friend of ours who you shouted out, Becca, who you inspire all the time, who is training to be a wrestler. Got beat up by Riley Shepard at the last show. That's a whole other story.
Damn.
Yeah, but she's going through it right now. You are such an inspiration to her and a lot of young women all over the world. What does that mean to you?
Oh, that means everything to me. Absolutely everything. You know, I get asked a bit now all the time, but like – like, why do you do it? And who is it for? And it's for those little girls. And I think the theme of the world right now is if you can see it, you can be it. And what's important is that we are role models to the little girls who sit front row these days and say, I want to be that. I was that little girl growing up wanting to be a wrestler, looking at these women try to make changes. And some of them did and other got backlash for it. But, you know, we have to keep pushing the narrative that women's wrestling matters, and it can be the main event, it can be the draws, and so hopefully those little girls one day can exceed my wildest dreams.
I love that. Deanna, I want to be respectful of your time. You had a long day.
Long day, the big event, wrestling tonight.
Can we hit you with the jersey question rapid fire round?
Yeah, let's do it.
Pork roll or Taylor Ham?
Taylor Ham.
Taylor Ham. Okay. Bon Jovi or Bruce Springsteen?
Oh, Bon Jovi.
Okay, good answer. Yeah. I like that. Favorite diner?
The Jefferson Diner.
Where's it? Where's that?
So that's where I'm from. Jefferson Township.
Okay.
Lake Apacon. Hands down my favorite diner. When I fly into Newark, someone picks me up and they take me right there. Or Steve and I got our car yesterday, went right there. It's my favorite.
That's awesome.
Okay, Jefferson Diner.
Pizza spot.
Benny Tadino's in Hoboken.
Hoboken, okay.
Hoboken. The pizza slice, I swear, is like this big for all of you. Like, it's BYOB. Yeah. You could bring your own drinks. Okay. And the pizza slice is as big as my chest. Like, it's like shoulder width, not chest.
I gotcha. No, but Deanna, seriously, we always ask this, our last question.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're here working in the indie show. You have been all over the place. You're very, very successful.
Role of a lifetime.
There she is.
Hey, Britt Baker.
That's amazing.
I don't want to know results, though.
Yeah, no spoilers. But role of a lifetime. It's unbelievable to watch right now.
We're big proponents of the indie talent here in the Northeast. Yeah. So many names on the card tonight. I have to say this one. What advice would you have for some of these up-and-coming indie talent that are trying to get over, get to that next level, connect with the crowd, or get heat from the crowd?
I think that my biggest advice is to be patient. It doesn't come overnight. It didn't come overnight for anyone who's, you know, at my level, above me, you know, that are legends and Hall of Famers and things like that. It takes years and years and years. So to be patient, because we all want it at the snap of our fingers. We're most excited about it, but it takes the grind and the hustle and the, you know, going through the crap to get to the glory. So my advice is to be patient.
Very well said.
And then you appreciate it more at the end.
Absolutely. If I didn't go through some of the stuff I went through, like, real early on and then my stuff through NXT, it wouldn't make the stuff I get to do now. I wouldn't appreciate it as much if it was just handed to you.
Exactly.
You really have to work for it and sacrifice for it, you know, that's when dreams come true and it's worth it in the end. So
we were talking about that in the car on the way here. We saw you at NXT Tom's River.
We saw you at NXT Tom's River against Bianca Belair. Bianca. And we're like, she's going to be a big deal.
And then when NXT
didn't work out. Whoever gets her is forget about
and,
it.
And impact you. To the top, and that's great. They're turning out the lights here. I think the Undertaker might be coming
out.
Deanna, this is an honor, but we're all about the shameless promo here. Yeah. I mean, everyone already knows, but hit them with the social links, the merch, all that good stuff.
Yeah, everyone can follow me at Deanna Perrazzo, Twitter, Instagram. I got a Big Cartel, Deanna Perrazzo at BigCartel.com. Get your 2022 calendars. All the good places. Anywhere with a check mark. That's the real me.
that's it.
Shameless plug, right?
Shameless plug. I love it. Deanna,
I swear to God, my eyelash is like hanging off.
No, not you look fantastic.
I was about to say, you look great. You just had a match and you look fantastic.
Loves the gear Bound for Glory, by the way.
Oh, gosh. My Pope hat, everything. Thank
Shameless
you.
Shameless promo.
Actually, it was Rihanna from the Met Gala 2019.
That's what it was.
That was the inspiration.
That's what it was.
Figure it out.
It wasn't the Pope. It was Rihanna. And I've not said that to anyone yet, so you guys kind of got first dibs.
Look at that. BCP exclusive. I love it. Deanna, thank you so much for a few minutes. This is bucket list for us. Thank you so much. And continued success.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much. We out.